T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Team PXY has what you need to know to start your day.
This is the feed on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Well, in highly disappointing news, the New York Times is reporting that one of the founders of the Me Too movement, actress and filmmaker Asia Argento, paid off an accuser of her own. To get you up to speed, Asia Argento was among the first women in Hollywood to accuse Harvey Weinstein of sexual misconduct last October. The now 42-year-old Argento claimed that Weinstein raped her in a hotel room in 1997 when she was just 21. In a disturbing plot twist, it's now come to light that 22-year-old actor-musician Jimmy Bennett accused Argento of sexually assaulting him back in 2013 when he was 17.
Oh, wow.
It was only a month after Argento spoke out about Weinstein that Bennett came forward and asked Argento in damages for her own sexual misconduct toward him. She later agreed to pay him $380,000. As of now, neither Bennett nor Argento have commented on the payoff deal. However, Rose McGowan, who has been at the helm of the Me Too movement alongside Argento, tweeted yesterday, quote, "I got to know Asia Argento 10 months ago. Our commonality is the shared pain of being assaulted by Harvey Weinstein. My heart is broken. I will continue my work on behalf of victims everywhere." This is obviously very, you know, very unfortunate turn of events. And I hope it doesn't damage the overall credibility of the Me Too movement, because there are still so many people out there who are solely victims and not predators, like this woman reportedly is.
Right.
And like, I also feel like the silver lining of this situation is that it brings attention to the fact that women absolutely do prey on men, especially young men. It happens. And I think that it's important to, it kind of brings to light the fact that the Me Too movement, it's not a movement for women. It's not a manhunt man-hating witch hunt.
Right.
It's for any victim, male or female.
There's been, you know, several men that have come out and come forward about how they were sexually assaulted by either, you know, other men or women.
Well, Kevin Spacey.
Kevin Spacey was one of the big ones. Terry Crews came forward about how he was assaulted.
Right. So I think it highlights that. And I feel like, you know, the Me Too movement has allowed an historical level of justice to be served. And it would be such a shame for this person's actions to jeopardize that. You know, I saw something this morning, I think it was the New York Daily News, saying that her actions, Asia Argento's actions, should not affect the credibility of the movement. If anything, it should highlight the fact that men are victims too.
Sure, and I don't think it's going to derail it. It's a bit of an ironic twist, and those who are detractors of it will certainly use that to their advantage. Yes.
The biggest thing here, gender equality. It doesn't matter if the predator, male or female, same repercussions.
Well, also the fact that even though she was one that started it, I mean, you can't deny the amount of people that have come forward.
That's the thing.
Just because the person who was behind it,
right,
apparently was also a perpetrator. Yeah,
one of the people. I mean, she's one of a handful of, or more. I mean, 62 mm-hmm. women have come forward with Harvey Weinstein alone. So, yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's 100 steps forward, one step back. But really, a very disappointing
twist. Still not great.
No.
Still doesn't make you feel good.
No.
Hundreds of missing bikes from the city of Rochester's bike sharing program have now been replaced and upgraded.
Oh, good.
Zaxter delivered more than 200 bikes over the weekend with GPS tracking devices.
There it is.
Apparently the previous bikes were only Bluetooth enabled, which allowed for some of the bikes to go missing or be stolen. Zaxter also installed that tracking system in the remaining fleet, plus more than 30 bikes RPD recovered.
Wow.
The company noticed nearly 250 went missing or were stolen back in July. The fleet now back up to capacity, around 350 that are upgraded with a slightly new look.
This is why we can't have nice things, Corey.
Because people find a way to ruin
them? Yes! You install bikes, we have our city bikes, and then people steal them.
Well, that's life.
God. Well, this story was just very, very touching. I saw this last night in my feed. A photo of a two-week-old baby in a rainbow swaddle surrounded by hundreds, this is kind of weird at first, but hundreds of syringe needles forming the shape of a heart around the baby. It's been shared more than 60,000 times on Facebook. The story behind the photo is one of infertility, heartbreak, and hope that I think tens of thousands of couples can relate to. So the baby in the photo is the daughter of two women named Patricia and Kimberly O'Neill, for whom it took 4 years, three miscarriages.
Man. 4 years.
Three miscarriages and 1,616 IVF shots to successfully conceive. After starting their IVF journey with five embryos, they had one left and they had to make it work. It hadn't worked out previously. After several failed attempts, they finally solved the mystery. What was going on was that Patricia, the one who was going to be bearing the child, had a clotting mutation. So once they figured that out, they found a board-certified reproductive endocrinologist and OBGYN who specialized in this clotting mutation. And with the help of a specialized type of shots, the fifth embryo was a success. Their baby girl, London, was born on August 3rd, healthy and adorable. And again, that photo has been shared over 60,000 times.
I mean, that is certainly something a lot of couples can relate to.
Oh, and, absolutely.
And you know, and for every story like that, where you hear how much they've gone through and how much money they've dumped into it, I mean, it must be astronomical, the cost.
Well, because people talk about like, oh, well, if I ever have problems, you know, when you're like 20 and you're like, oh, well, if I ever have problems, like I'll just do IVF. You have no idea how much money
it's
goes
so
into
expensive.
That. Like, people throw that around. I know when I was, you know, 5 years ago, say, people would be like, oh, yeah, just like, I'll just freeze my eggs or like IVF or whatever. Well, do you know what goes into that? Like, do you know how much money that costs?
Well, it's a lot of cost and it's never guaranteed. That's the biggest thing, too.
No.
I mean, again, as that story highlights. But there's also so many couples out there who all they want is just a baby.
I know.
And they might be well off enough to certainly provide for that child,
right.
But to provide and go through the cost of the IVF is just not something they can do.
No.
So it's certainly heartbreaking, but glad it worked out for them.
Jeez. Crazy.
It really is. Speaking of crazy, there's a woman in New York City that pulled off a pretty insanely elaborate dating stunt over the weekend.
This is hilarious.
She convinced dozens of men she apparently spent weeks meeting on Tinder to join her at a live event in Manhattan, which turned out to be a mass Tinder date.
Amazing.
So a handful of the guys she had been talking to have come forward. They're calling themselves her targets. At least some of them have come forward with similar stories. Natasha has been chatting them up on the app for weeks under the guise of wanting a normal one-on-one date. So the message a lot of them got was, hey, I'm finally free. Do you want to meet me at Union Square for my friend's DJ set? We'll get a drink and we'll see what happens. That was what one guy said was sent to him. Another guy found that when he got to Union Square, she gets on the stage, she gets the mic, and is like, thanks for coming out. I bet you're all wondering what this is about.
Wow.
Then she says, I've invited you here for a chance to go out on a date with me, and proceeds to give a Hunger Games speech about what it's going to take to date her.
Wow.
Apparently, several of the men did stay and participate in her dating challenges, which included sprints and push-ups. The gist of what she wanted to do was basically live Tinder. Some folks apparently were pretty mad. There was one man named Nicholas who told Gothamist she did a live swipe left line. Live swipe right, swipe left line. He said, that's when I left.
Yeah.
But another guy tweeted about the experience, said, I'm genuinely amazed at the fallopian fortitude the girl possesses.
Wait, fallopian fortitude?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. That's my new username across social media.
Fortitude.
Fallopian fortitude. That's fantastic.
I mean, is it fantastic or
is it
gigantic ego? Oh my God.
The story itself is not fantastic. I just like that term. But no, as soon as she started, ew, a live swipe line, that's really gross.
By the way, again, just because the only standard is a double standard, can you imagine what would have happened if the roles were reversed and this was the man who did this? He would be running through the streets of New York, being chased by people with pitchforks and flaming torches.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of the The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. It's kind of the same thing.
But that's a little bit different. That's a TV show that they know they're signing up for.
But these people were free to go at any time. It's Union Square. It's a big public park in New York City. They could leave.
The size of the ego is unbelievable.
No, of course. Absolutely. But they weren't forced to stay. I don't know. I think it's very similar. It's similar to also that old MTV show Next.
Do you remember that? Yes, I do.
They'd be on a date. They'd be like, yeah, I'm not really feeling you, so next. And then a new guy would come in.
So devastating. Terrible.
Yeah, so this is not a novel concept, but the Tinder aspect certainly is. That's
no,
funny.
I'm trying to track down what she looks like.
Yeah, I was wondering. Corey,
what?
She might have a really good personality.
Oh, so far it's just from the back. Oh, okay, yeah, she's cute.
Wait, where'd you find the picture?
It's in the story. I'll put it up on Facebook.
Okay, fantastic.
You can look at it there right now. Speaking of dating, have a little bit of a dating dilemma that a friend brought to me that I wanted to bring up on the show. He asked if doing this on the second date would be appropriate.
Mm.
And I have never believed this, but I know there's a lot of people out there, and there's a lot of people listening right now who firmly believe doing this on a first date is a big no-go.
Yeah.
Definitely shouldn't. But on the second date, does it make it a little more in the realm of possibility? Would you be a little less judgy if someone tried to pull this off on a second date? We'll bring it up coming up next.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.